Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Our election coverage continues as we head towards the September the 29th election date. This morning we hear from a candidate from the inner town seat of East Douglas, Douglas East if you like. Brenda Cannell, born in Crosby on Merseyside, 1952, so if you're ungentlemanly enough to want to know, you can work out her age for yourself. Came to the island in 1977, formerly a hairstylist, elected MHK for the constituency in 1996, so 15 years in MHK. Married two sons, served on Douglas Council, served on many committees, in fact, too many to list here. We'd be here too long. And many, many committees over the years as well. She said, "I've gained much political experience and some wisdom over the years." That's a quote from her. We've heard an estimate of the amount an MHK costs us. Are you value for money, Mrs. Cannell?
I would hope so. I'm
hope?
Not...
Just hope?
Well, I'll tell you in September, or rather my constituents will tell you in September if they think I'm value for money. I'm not on the government payroll. It's the people that pay me because I'm on a flat rate wage because I don't get additional for working within government.
Well, the last few months you've been very prominent in the row, obviously, over breast cancer treatment and when the bus network row erupted. Mm-hmm. But up to then, it hasn't been said you were a bit of the invisible woman. We didn't see very much of you.
Well, to be fair, I did have major surgery the day before Christmas Eve 2009. So that put me out of action for about running into 3 months. And then once I got my feet back in there, of course, I began. But it does take a while when you have major surgery to get over it.
But I suppose there's the accusation of using a major thing like the breast cancer controversy to boost your election hopes. Is that a fair comment?
No, it's not a fair comment, because I started looking into this 2 years ago. I suppose whenever you start to look into an issue, you'll be accused of electioneering, whether you're in year one, two, three, four or five. I gave it my best shot, and I hope if I am returned, I will continue to ensure that that service is maintained for the women and men in the Isle of Man.
Let's go on to the bus network row. Basically said, I want to place on record when you announced you're leaving the department very publicly at a meeting, I had no involvement in the problems of the new timetable. What was your role in that? Because you were the departmental member looking after the bus network and you came out and said, I knew nothing about
this
virtually.
Well, this is the problem. What was my role? I was supposed to have delegated
responsibility. Well, tell us, because we don't know. We weren't there behind closed doors. What did you do? Did you put together the network? Were you informed?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't involved with the network
or
the changes.
Money. So you were involved. You were being given money for a departmental role that you weren't actually doing anything for.
Yes, and that's why I resigned, because I have principles and integrity.
But when
and
you
I'm
were
not going
involved,
to take I'm not going to take the Queen's shilling for doing nothing.
But when that first happened, when you knew you weren't being involved, wasn't that the time to resign rather than when the network came out?
No, because I kept going to see the minister to say, what is my delegated responsibility? Why am I here? What do you expect me to do? And he would tell me, and I said, well, I'm not getting anywhere because of the bullishness of that division, and I can't be doing with it.
Shouldn't you come out then and said to the public, I'm getting nowhere in this department, I'm going to resign because I'm not having any the input I want into this network?
No, because the network was only a very small part of what that division does. There was a lot more going on.
But you were in charge of it?
Allegedly in charge of it, yes.
No, but you had no
but
say
But what
in
was
it.
Happening was that I was clashing and locking horns with the Director of Public Transport because I didn't agree with his methods in what he was imposing upon the workforce. Now, he would go behind my back to the minister and worm his way around the minister.
These are strong
and then
words.
The minister would back the director against me. So it got to the stage, after speaking to the minister on three separate occasions, I thought, I'm walking, I'm going.
Yeah, but I still feel earlier, when you realised this was a situation,
well,
that was
I
the time to say, I'm going.
The day the timetable was launched was the first time I saw it, and I was shocked to actually see my photograph in it and an introduction.
But you were in charge
inside
of it.
Of it.
You were in charge of it.
I wasn't really in charge of it at all. I was expected to just put up, take the money, put up and shut up. Well, and I don't work like that.
Let's just move on. You do work by asking a lot of questions. You put in hundreds of questions, I suppose, over your 15 years. Do you achieve anything by those questions?
Yes, because you...
Can you give an example?
Well, in politics, you have to know the answer before you ask the question. And the idea of asking
always.
The question... Nearly always, 99%.
So all the questions 99%. That are asked, the person knows the answer. Is that a rather a waste of cash?
A decent politician needs to know what the answer is before they table
so
the
question.
So
they can ask a supplementary?
Not necessarily. It is to bring out to the public attention something that might be going on or has an impact on their lives that needs to be brought out. Don't forget, John, we haven't got openness and transparent government, which is one of the things I've campaigned for over many years.
You were once a member of the Alliance for... Well, I don't know what they ended up being called. It was Alliance for Progressive Core
That's
Policies.
Right, yes.
Did you still feel there's room for a grouping like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what I mean, how do Lib Vans live up to that? Would you consider joining them?
Well, Peter keeps saying to me, inviting me to join, and then he says, no, you better hadn't, because it may well damage your chances in the election.
Do you see yourself as a perpetual protest politician?
No.
Are you ever going to take office in government if offered again?
I always take an objective view to whatever's going on within the chamber and when it comes to policy decisions. If I think the policy's right, I'll say it's right and I'll back it. If I think it's not quite right, I'm not shy about saying it.
Brenda Cannell, candidate for Douglas East in the forthcoming election. Thank you for joining us in the studio. You're listening to Manx Radio. It's 8 o'clock.